work in the field all day or something like that. And you come back and say, I'm awful...
tired, bushed.
Okay. How about if you're just so tired you can barely stand up, what would you say? Just completely...
Tuck her down.
Okay.
Richard, is the TV too loud?
I don't think so. Oh. Relaxing the if you, maybe had a friend that felt fine one day, and the next day he's home in bed, the temperature or something, you figure he must have,
be sick or contracted disease.
Okay. We say got sick, took sick, or what?
Well, yeah, depending on the family that was waiting on him.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, if you go back generation, well, there's a lot of guts. I've got that in me. More guts than...
So you'd say got sick.
Yeah, I got sick rather than taking sick.
Okay, if somebody was running around outside in the rain with no hat, and he comes in the next day and he's sort of sniffling and blowing his nose and stuff, you figure he must have...
got his feet wet.
Or as a result...
Took cold.
He did what?
Took cold.
Okay. Somebody like this probably couldn't talk quite right. Say his voice was...
He'd be Dutchy.
Okay. His voice, though, is... can't talk quite right at all. His voice is kind of, what'd you say about it? He yells a lot. He goes to a football game and yells a lot and just...
Oh, he's hoarse.
Yeah, okay. This is a...
that was a cough.
Okay, that was intentional. Okay. Man can't hear, really can't hear at all. You might say he's,
deaf.
Okay. Guy comes in from the field in the middle of July and his sweatshirt or his shirt is a t-shirt is wringing wet. You figure it's wet because he went out there and
worked up a sweat.
Okay, or just using the word sweat alone, say he went out and
got sweaty.
Okay. Would you ever say he just sweat or sweated or anything? Which that's what we're really looking for there.
Yeah, but I think if people now using perspire to be more
dignified. Yeah, there's no question about that. We're just, which would you say? Would you say, this is like a pass, you say he went out in the field and sweat up a storm or something, or would you say sweated?
Worked up a sweat.
Just worked up a sweat, okay. Okay, if you have a, say you get a piece of poison in your hand, it gets infected or something like that. You get a thing that's raised up. What do you call it? It has a core in it.
Boil.
Okay. Outside of the core, what's the stuff that maybe oozes out of a boil?
Pus.
Okay. Any other words for that?
Matter.
Nope. You'd use the word matter. Okay. Okay. If a guy in the army has a purple heart, you figure he's had
a wound.
Okay. Sometimes, especially on horses, I know when they get a cut or something like that that's fairly deep, sometimes you get skin that sort of forms over the...
Proud place.
Yeah. If you know somebody that, last time you saw him, he was fine, and then 2 weeks later you found out that he had died, you might ask, say, I wonder what he...
What did he die of?
Okay. The place where they would bury somebody would be a
cemetery.
Okay, and the thing they'd bury him in would be
coffin.
Okay. His family would probably be in
mourning.
Uh-huh.